Hey, so this is Cute and Geek. I've made a questionnaire for Cute to answer. And other people I'll post the questionnaire to. So we'll start off with question one. What was your favorite book as a child and why?
Like, what was my favorite, like, picture book? Or what was my, like, do books when I was a teenager count?
Well, child, like, how old were you when you started reading your own books? Like, off your own back?
I don't know. Like, I started to read at 3, but I was probably reading, like, books on my own. Like, definitely by the time I started kindergarten.
Which is?
Like, 5.
Okay, so what was your favorite book from the age of 5 to, like, 10? When you were, like, a little kid?
Well, that's very different. Like, I guess, like, I had some picture books that I really liked, but to be honest, I don't really remember the names of them. And then when I was, like, around 10, there was this book about, like, about a cat.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I like cats too much. But there was, like, this book about this, like, witchy cat. It had, like, powers and stuff, and I took it out from the school library so many times.
Do you remember what it was called?
I mean, I really want to say it was called Witch Cat, but I don't think that that's what it was called. But then, like, my favorite book when I was, like, a teenager was called Scrambled Eggs at Midnight. And I've read that one. That's probably the book that I've reread the most. So, maybe that one?
Okay. And then what is your, like, part B? What is your current favorite book and why? Not the one that you read the most, but, like, the one you've read recently that you liked the most?
Well, as an adult, like, I really like Good Omens by, like, Neil Gaiman and Terry Pratchett. But I've liked a bunch of books that I've read recently. But then again, the past couple months, I haven't really had a lot of time to read. But I guess that one. I'll say that one.
Okay. And, like,
there's no similarities.
You can read?
I was saying sorry for reading ahead, but there's definitely no similarities between them.
Okay, so, next question. If you could have one superpower, what would it be and why? Apart from looking like a villain and twiddling your fingers together.
I really just want to say teleportation. Because I absolutely hate how long it takes to get everywhere by bus. And I feel like I would be way more productive if I didn't have to factor in the amount of time it would take to get to and from going somewhere. So,
a teleporter.
Yeah.
So, okay. Like jumping.
Is that a superpower?
I would count teleportation superpower.
I mean, if teleportation doesn't count, then being able to just go places really quick, like that kid in X-Men.
Oh, the speedster?
Mm-hmm.
But there's also a teleporter in X-Men, so.
Okay, sweet. I'm covered.
Okay. If we're going off X-Men powers, you're covered. If there's an apocalypse and you could only take 5 things into a safe bunker, what would they be? Provisions to live are already included.
The cat.
Okay, yes.
And then a litter box. No, that's dumb.
Yeah, that's really dumb.
But I couldn't not take the cat.
But then, like, okay, if you take the cat, then, like, things that come with the cat are included, right?
Oh, okay.
So the cat is...
Cat and co.
Cat and co. New company.
Is there electricity in this bunker?
All provisions to live are included.
So electricity isn't a provision to live.
You'd need it for light in a dark bunker. Like, you couldn't live in the dark. So there would be electricity. There'd be a generator.
Okay, well, I would want something to entertain myself and something to communicate with, like, the outside world. So probably...
A computer?
Yeah. And then is the charge cable another item? Or
no,
is
it's computer just part charge of the...
Cool. Okay, so we have cat and stuff, computer and stuff.
You're not going to take any people with you?
Well, how big's this bunker?
Well, I don't... It's as big as you want it to be. Just 5 items.
Are the provisions, like... like scaled up? Like if three people are there, I die three times as quickly?
No.
Okay. Then sure, I would bring you and I'd want my family to be safe.
Okay.
I'd really hate for us to all have to live in one little room together forever, but I wouldn't want them to die. So.
Well, I guess people aren't things, so we'd just...
This question's too hard. This is like the desert island question.
Yeah, it kind of is. So like items, like objects rather than...
Yeah, the cat. He's not computer.
An object.
But he's not a human.
Okay, the cat, a computer. Something to cuddle, something to waste away the time on.
Yeah,
spending time on Gone Wild Audio backstage, probably.
Yeah, because we all have to go down into safety bunkers, but everyone's still posting questionnaires. I don't know. I don't know what the other three things I'd bring are. I don't know. Like,
what about, like, speakers to play music, things like that?
Sure, and like books and stuff, but the fact that all the necessary things are like, is toilet and toilet paper and like a shower and stuff there too?
Yeah.
So it's really like, it's really
what,
like
five like objects would you want to keep with you? Like laptop, cat, speakers, TV, you know, like
obviously,
a really comfy chair. I don't know. There's already bed.
My memory foam mattress.
You'd want your memory foam mattress?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know how comfy this bunker is.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know. Obviously, you can see my priorities.
And most likely...
Cat, computer, sleeping.
Probably tea.
Tea. Yeah.
That's not a necessity, but it's probably a want that is for you. You live off it.
Yeah.
One more thing? Anything else? I don't know what we're at now.
Cookies to go with the tea.
Cookies with the tea. Okay, yeah, that'll do. Next question is, what makes you get out of the bed in the morning? Apart from me bugging you.
What makes me get out of bed in the morning? I'm a horribly not a morning person at all.
Yeah, apart from the cat meowing and scratching at the door.
I get out of bed
because you have to?
I'm like, oh my God. I've already slept as much as I can to not get yelled at for going into work at this time.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me that I'm going to yell at you.
No. But I mean, like, I have a pretty flexible work schedule, but I can't be, like, rolling in at, like, 2 in the afternoon every day. So I don't know. The responsibilities of life is what actually gets me up in the morning. But is this like was this supposed to be a philosophical question? Like, what makes you want to live? Or is it just literally like
what every day you wake up? And
so like for
oh.
you, you'd be like the stupid cat meowing at 7 in the morning.
Well, that makes me get up to feed him. But then I actually get up because I have to go to work. That's what makes me get out of bed, because I want money, because I want a nice life. So I have to work for it.
And I guess on the weekends, I just get out of bed because I'm done sleeping and want to like live the day.
Not spend all day in bed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair. That wasn't very deep. I know you said something really filthy then, but
What?
I don't know. Something about being deep.
You know, every single one of these questions is titled one.
Well, that's because this is my email to myself. When I post it on Reddit, it'll be numbered.
Okay. Okay, it's just hard to tell where we're at, but yeah.
When you put a numbering system in, you put 1.space and it puts a numbering system in place on Reddit.
Oh, okay.
So that's what that is.
Okay.
But I know where we're up to because I can read the previous question.
Okay, Sasspot.
If you could come up with a perfect human being, what would they look like and what personality would they have? This can be as a potential partner, friend, or whatever.
Definitely not you.
Yeah, no.
The exact opposite of you.
Yeah.
Blonde hair.
Yeah.
Black skin. Just like, hates computers. I don't know. What's the opposite? What's the opposite of your accent?
I have no idea.
There isn't really opposites of accents. Deep South accent. not Southern England, Southern states. Okay, the perfect person. Well, the perfect person would be different if it was a friend versus if.
Okay, just do a friend. Like, who would be like the perfect friend?
Well,
you don't really
I would
care
very little about their appearance.
Well, that's a lie, because you.
Well, like, I would want them to bathe regularly and not be like smelly and disheveled and just like.
Look I feel like for
a
you,
homeless person all the time.
I feel like for you, you'd like someone who like tries to at least make an effort to look nice.
I guess for me,
because you're quite proper.
I assume that I feel like when people feel, I think that when people have like a sense of self-confidence and are like. Wanting to engage like outside of their house in social activities, that automatically makes people be like, I should shower and brush my hair and like make sure that I don't look completely awful. And so, yes, since I like doing things outside the house, I'd be like, I don't know. I mean, like, I had roommates and we would look like absolute homeless people when we were studying for exams and stuff like that. Like, it was not that was not a fashion show. But when we'd go out in public for like dinner or stuff like that, we would be like, hey, let's not wear sweatpants and this ratted, greasy bun. Let's like shower and put on real person clothes. So yeah, I guess that's my appearance bracket. But I wouldn't be like, oh my God, I want them to have like this color hair and this color eyes and be about this height and stuff like that. Because that's kind of irrelevant for friendship. Unless you're forming like a very specific posse, but I don't know. I'd want them to be compassionate and like empathetic, but social. I don't know. I like going out and doing things, but I can get stuck in like homebody ruts, so it's nice to have friends that are like, no, let's go out and do something. Which I don't really have right now, to be honest. I feel like I actually have to just tell myself you've been inside too much and then be that person for the friends that I currently have nearby. Like, my friends like that
yeah,
are near
I also,
me right now.
I also noticed that you start getting a bit stir-crazy. I'm like, maybe we should leave the apartment because you look like you're about to explode.
I know, but I don't have, like, friends in the area that will just, like, message and be like, oh, let's do something. Like, I plan stuff. Well, that's... Okay, that's a bit of a lie. But it just doesn't happen often.
We're going out tonight.
Yeah, but... okay, sorry. I'm taking too long to answer this question.
That's okay.
I just want a nice person with a good sense of humor.
Who talks
and
a lot.
Little bit quirky. And someone that can handle the fact that I talk like a mile a minute all the time. And I don't know. Someone that's at least open to trying new things and talking about things that aren't necessarily in their expertise. Because I feel like I study something pretty specific at school, so it's kind of nice to be able to talk about it a little bit. But, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are we done?
Yeah.
On that one? Okay.
I mean, I could go on forever, but I'm going to finish.
If you could change anything about your looks, whether it be body, face, or hair color, what would it be and why? I think I know your answer to this.
You do know. I would never actually do this because it's a waste. There's nothing that I dislike so much about myself that I would ever spend money to get cosmetic surgery done. But if I could just magically change something, I would change the curve of my nose from the profile. Because I feel like it's too curved and it makes me feel like I have a bit of a beak. But it's not the end of the world either.
It's also not beak worthy. It's not that big.
I know. It's just literally all it is because I was fine with my nose. And then twice in grade school, two separate people asked me what had happened that made me break my nose. And I was like, I've never broken my nose. This is just my nose. And then I started like looking at it all the time and being like, oh my God. And I was really self-conscious about my nose for a while. And now I don't really care that much, but it is still probably like my least favorite. But I like my nose from the front, just not the side. So, I mean,
you win some, you lose some.
Yeah.
Okay. you're going to fancy dress party or costume party for you North Americans. And you can choose anything to dress up as. What would it be?
Like for Halloween or something? Like it's not a themed party? It's just...
It's not a themed party. It's like for dress up as anything. Like Halloween, you dress up as pretty much anything nowadays, right? It's not just scary. It's like superhero stuff. And
yeah.
But like money is limitless. You can go crazy.
I think I'd want like a really cool steampunk type costume.
But what like... Like, so just like a steampunk...
I don't know, because I like, the first thing I thought of was, like, olden days, like, dresses, like, with, like, the gowns and the corsets and stuff like that. But then I was like, oh, that would be really annoying to have that much fabric. And then I feel like steampunk is kind of like that, but then mixed with all the, like, weird pseudo-modern stuff. I don't know. I feel like it would be kind of cool. I feel like you could get really creative with that. I have not had enough time to think about this. But I feel like if you sat down, I feel like there's a lot more leeway with steampunk too, because it isn't like a specific actual historical era. So you can like, I don't know. I feel like that would be pretty cool.
You can mix and match stuff.
Yeah, and it's like not the same as being like, oh, I would go as like a really good impersonation of this character from like a show or a movie or something. Because then you'd be trying to... Like, you can't be as creative because you're trying to duplicate. Yeah.
Like, you can mix, like, high-tech gadgetry with old-style clothing kind of stuff, yeah. Right?
I think okay. It'd be cool.
How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? This is a weird question.
That's
I just threw that in.
That's a stupid question.
I don't know. It was just...
It can chuck as much wood as it wants to because
well, it has I don't know. It's only little. Rights. A woodchuck's just a beaver, right? So
yeah, so it can chuck as much as it wants.
Yeah, based on its energy levels.
Yeah.
Whether it's a really, really active and fit beaver or whether it's just
also,
a fat old beaver.
Also, I mean,
beaver.
Like, how much sleep has it gotten? Has it been meeting its food requirements for the weeks leading up? You know, there's lots of...
How much wood does it actually need?
I actually think that there's a legit response to that. Like, when we were, like, kids on the playground, there's, like, a response to how much wood would a woodchuck chuck? Woodchuck could chuck wood? It's like a woodchuck...
Wood, if a woodchuck could chuck wood.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Something like that.
Can it actually chuck wood or do they just gnaw it? I think a beaver
should
just
gnaw
wood.
I don't know what a woodchuck is. Is it a beaver?
It's a beaver, I think, yeah. It's just a beaver.
Okay.
I was just being silly. And I wanted to hear people read it out loud because some people really struggle at saying it.
Yeah? Like rubber baby buggy bumpers?
Try that again.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Yeah. But yeah. Like when you say red lorry and yellow lorry.
She sells seashells by the seashore.
See if you can do that one. Red lorry, yellow lorry. Really quickly.
Red lorry, yellow lorry. Red lorry, yellow lorry. Red lorry, yellow lorry. I can't really do it that fast. You know what one is really, really hard? Unique New York.
Unique New York.
At a certain point, you start saying New York.
Oh.
I've tried this so many times because my mom would always give us tongue twisters.
I feel like you want to do a tongue twister questionnaire.
Oh my god, not really. I think that would be brutal.
Yeah, it'd be brutal, but
it would be funny to listen to. It would be kind of brutal to actually try and do. I actually think there is a questionnaire.
Oh.
Sort of. It's like a paragraph that's very, like, confusing and says the same words often or something like that. But anyways, next question.
Okay. Would you move across the world for the love of your life, even if you'd only known them for 1 month and it seemed absolutely ridiculous?
Nope.
I knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, not 1 month. If it was someone that I'd gotten to know, if it was someone that you'd gotten to know for a while enough to be like, yes, I'm actually in love with them. This isn't just infatuation. Then.
But what if you were sure that it wasn't infatuation from the get-go? You're like, oh my god. But you're not really that romantic, so.
I just find it really hard to. It's not logical, you know? Like,
not everything in life has to be logical.
I know, but, like, scientifically, they say that the infatuation stage can last as long as 3 years. I'm not going to wait 3 years to make sure that I actually do love someone because that's a really long, like, that's a bit extreme. But 1 month is, to me, definitely not enough time. Like, no, it's definitely not enough time. And to leave everything, you know, like to leave Like
the cat.
Your school or your job or your family, all your friends, for someone that you'd only known a month. I actually know people that have done this too.
And then come
like,
back?
Like, I know someone that moved from Canada, like, all the way across the world. And then, basically, like 3 weeks later, he dumped her. And I was like, wow, that's brutal. Shit.
So, maybe she was actually just really bad in bed.
That's still not really a reason.
No, it's not, but...
And I don't know the answer to that anyways.
Okay. Well, there's your really lame, non-romantic response done. Oh, well.
Whatever. At least I'm not going to get married and then get divorced. I'm not going to be like, oh my god, let's just go to Vegas and have a shotgun wedding because I love you so much. Oops.
Okay, so the last question is the geekiest of the ones. Well, it's not super geeky, but it's kind of geeky. I know which one you're going to pick.
I know you do.
Star Wars or Star Trek? Though they are both awesome in their own way. So I know yours is going to be...
Star Trek.
Yeah, Star Trek. Because you've seen, like, one of the Star Wars movies. Two. You saw Rogue One and then the...
I am sure that I saw them as a kid. I just haven't seen them as an adult because I... Like, everyone watched them as a kid. I just remember not liking them as a kid and then having no real desire to see them again. And then, yeah, I saw the... Not the newest Star Wars movie, but the second newest one. Like, the one with Rey in it. That's the... Right? That's
Kyler, her name. Kyler. Oh, yes, Rey, yeah. But you saw... What is this doing? Oh, you got a message. you saw Rogue One, too, didn't you?
The newest one?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, was that just me and a friend?
Yeah, you didn't. Okay. I almost said their name. Yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah.
And as a follow-up to these questions, what is your all-time favorite movie that you could never get bored of?
So many movies. It takes me so long to get bored of, like, movies or songs or books or stuff. Actually, books are harder because I guess I wouldn't reread every book, but a lot of movies I'll rewatch. A lot of stupid movies I'll rewatch.
Yeah, I know.
So I don't know.
Anything 90s?
Yeah, or, like, any of, like, the higher caliber rom-coms. I'm trying to think of something that's actually, like, a good movie that...
Anything with Emma Stone in.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I'm trying to think of something that's, like...
Like a well-made, like, Oscar-winning movie?
Yeah.
Well, I don't feel like... Well, like...
I do watch well-made movies.
No, I do. I was going to say, like, they're not, like... I don't find that, like...
The rewatch value is maybe a bit low. The rewatch
value is lower on, like, high-caliber movies because they're more intense. Whereas when you want to rewatch a movie, it's normally something that's entertaining and fun and keeps you going. So it's normally, like, not the best acted movie. Like, I could watch Deadpool over and over again. It's not, like, a high-caliber movie, but it's just hilarious. So, like, yeah. The rewatch value is good. It's like watching comedians.
But I guess there's some that I really like. You know, like, I've seen, like, A Beautiful Mind a lot, and I've seen The Imitation Game a lot, and I have watched that one that I can't remember the name of it. I think it's called, like, the Dutch Girl or something. The one with Eddie Redmayne, where he's, like, the first transgendered.
Yes, I haven't seen it. You have spoken about it, though.
Yeah, I just can't remember what it's called. But I feel like those are better movies, and I'll watch those a lot.
Yeah, I guess.
I like stuff that's based off true stories. Or even if it's not actually a true because is, I guess all three of those are based off true stories, aren't they? Or is Beautiful Mind just a story
that I have no seems idea. Plausible? It's just a.
But anyways, I like those kind of things that seem like they could be real.
Okay.
But yeah, is that it?
I think so. That was the end of the questionnaire, I guess. Yes.
Sweet.
Done.
Done and dusted.